Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Susan Hayes Culleton, stepping in for Joe Lynham today. Now, as US markets become more expensive and uncertain for Irish firms, one sector struggling among many is MedTech. And with us to discuss the pressure and solutions is Tim Jones, CEO of Galway MedTech company, Symphysis Medical. So first off, Tim, you're part of the BioInnovate program at the University of Galway, I believe. What do you do?
So at Symphysis Medical, we're developing a product that treats one of the most common complications of late-stage cancers, which is a buildup of fluid in the chest. And about a half of all late-stage cancer patients get this buildup of fluid. It can be about 2 litres, so it crushes down on your lung and your diaphragm and causes debilitating breathlessness. So you can imagine that patients are sitting at home and they get up out of the chair and it is a struggle just to walk across the room. And that fluid needs to be drained to alleviate the breathlessness. And that's where Symphysis Medical come in. We have a medical device that's a long-term implantable that enables those patients to treat that condition at home by themselves. So the most important thing for any device for late-stage cancer patients is trying to increase independence and quality of life. And that's what we really aim to do with our device, is to prolong that for patients.
So is this product for medical care or palliative care or both?
So initially it's for palliative care. So our first indication is very understood that this patient cohort really have to have something better. So they deserve better than what they have now. And what they have now works quite well. It enables them to go home, but they need a lot of support. They need a public health nurse. They need a family member. But what we're trying to do is to enable them to help themselves. So when they are at home by themselves, which happens a lot, they are often waiting for their family to come home, public health nurse to come around. We give them the choice to actually treat themselves.
When you say about we give them the choice, in medical devices, there can be a lot of emphasis on the product development, but then, of course, it also needs to be approved in different geographies, whether that's FDA approval in the US, yeah, etc. So where are you on that journey?
So like you said at the start there, you know, some of the industries that are struggling right now are medical device. Medical device is struggling because you need so much capital to get there.
And patient with, capital at that.
And it's all about the patient. Everything that we do as a medical device company is the patient first. So what do we do to develop the product is one thing, but how do we get the product to the patient is the most important thing. So you can't take your eye off that. And you could just think, right, well, it's got to go through regulation. It's got to go through a development phase with the product. But you need to make sure that the patient physically gets the product. You have to help them understand how to use it, and you have to enable them to afford it as well. And all of that we're trying to do at a time that is difficult with uncertainty globally. And that's not just in the capital markets, there's uncertainty globally. So we're trying to navigate all of that. But what we're doing at Symphysis is really trying to get ahead of that. So we've put a lot of investment in the commercial side of things. We have a commercial VP of marketing and sales in the US. We've had that person with us for the last 2 years. And it takes a long time to build what you need in order to hit the ground running when you get approval. So get approval with the FDA is the first part, but we need to hit the ground running and make sure that the patients get that product.
Well, something to help you along that way is that, of course, you've been approved for a $1.25 million grant. That's $1.25 million by a state-backed incubator in Rhode Island. What's the impact of that?
So it enables us to accelerate what we do in the US from a commercial perspective. So Joe Villanova is our VP of marketing and sales. And now we have a base there. So we'll have 2 people on the ground by the end of the year. And we're building a program to ensure that we do get that product to market. So there's actually 9 parts to our patient experience program. And just some of them are training and education, product support, patient assistant program, and insurance advocacy. So you can imagine that's just 4 of 9 that we're trying to get off the ground while we are still completing the development of the product. So it's quite complex, but when you have an incredible team and you've got the sum of all your parts is so much greater than what you do, then you've got a good chance of getting there. But what we need to do, like everybody else in medical devices, and building startups is we need capital. We are raising at the moment. We are looking at EIIS to offer tax relief for retail buyers or retail investors. So it's one of those things that you kind of think of. You don't have any visibility on how people really do raise their capital normally. We started opening that up to friends and family at the end of last year, and we saw so much success with that, we thought we'd do it again. And it's all about, why do you invest? Why do you invest in anything? And it's because you want to be a part of that. You want to make a difference, and you want to hopefully get a good return on that investment. But people typically to come in with us are really there for the mission and what we're trying to create at Symphysis.
Well, I'd imagine they're there for the impact, as you say, and also the potential return on investment. I mean, obviously, there's a significant commercial opportunity here as well, and one needs to be there with the other in order to make this work.
It does. And if we reference the BioInnovate program that you talked about at the start, you make sure that what you are building has the possibility to create all of that. So it's the return on investment. It's the unmet clinical need. It's everything that you know that at the end of the journey you can be successful with. All of those parts that you pull together, you have to ensure all add up before you even start the journey. So we spent 10 months ensuring that that was all in place at the start and that we were building a business that can really grow indigenously.
And you mentioned there, Tim, as well, about the success of the EIIS scheme that you had rolled out before Christmas and now how you're now raising money again. How would you characterise risk appetite at the moment, given the uncertainty that you also referenced earlier on?
Again, because we're in medical devices and the people that we are approached by typically are looking for something that is going to have meaning. It's kind of separate from that, the larger, wider, where do I put my money? So we try and raise awareness for what we're doing to attract the kind of person that will invest in medtech. So, you know, when you have with us, we have a potential 10 to 15x or 10 to 15 times return on investment, and we have a significant tax relief up to 35%. It makes it quite interesting for those people that really want to look at medical devices, medical technologies, making a difference to patients. And then, you know, when you see what we've built, you kind of make up your own mind about what that risk is. So we'll present to people that want to invest in the company.
You personally, Tim, you've been in Ireland since 2000. How would you characterise Ireland as a place to build a business? As you say, your hope is to do so indigenously here and then scale to the US with the people that you have on the ground.
Well, moving to Ireland in 2000, instantly fell in love with Galway and Ireland in general. And I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea of the strength of the medtech industry specifically in Ireland and specifically in Galway. That's something I became aware of when I started in medtech 16 years ago. And it really is an incredible ecosystem. It's a group of people that are really trying to support each other for their success. And we all drive together. So we're not individual startup companies going on our own journeys. We're a collective to try and ensure that we maximise the success of Ireland in medtech.
Inspiring words to bring our conversation to a close today. Thank you for joining me here live in studio. Tim Jones, CEO of Galway medtech company, Symphysis Medical.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.